AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We have seen the violence that has taken place throughout the United States. And we would be naive not to think that that would not happen in our jurisdiction.
Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the man who shot and killed four people at a Tulsa medical office had bought an AR-style rifle hours earlier. The gunman had back surgery a few weeks ago.
We have also found a letter on the suspect which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way. He blamed Dr. Phillips for the ongoing pain following the surgery.
The doctor who performed the surgery, Dr. Preston Phillips, was among those killed. Debate continues in Congress on gun legislation. Pennsylvania Democrat Madeline Dean in the House says she's stunned by what Republicans are saying after the Texas school shooting.
Where is their outrage over the slaughter of 19 fourth graders and their two teachers? Why don't they feel an urgency to do something?
North Carolina Republican Dan Bishop says Democrats are doing a lot of yelling.
Voices are raised, the accusations are made, Republicans are complicit. I can tell you this, and let me be clear, you are not going to bully your way into stripping Americans of fundamental rights.
Debate continues on an attempt for a bipartisan gun bill in the Senate. Michael Avenatti has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for cheating client Stormy Daniels of hundreds of thousands of dollars in book proceeds. The California lawyer is currently incarcerated on a 2.5-year sentence for trying to extort Nike. Prosecutors say Avenatti illegally pocketed about $300,000 of Daniels' advance. This is AP News. After a series of mass shootings around the country, Ohio may soon allow school employees to carry guns.
Ohio school districts could begin arming employees as soon as this fall. Republican Governor Mike DeWine's expected to sign the just-passed bill that he says protects children. Democrats say it sends the wrong message a week after the massacre of 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. School employees who choose to carry guns in Ohio would need initial training, then requalification training every year. Major law enforcement groups oppose this bill, as does the state's teachers union, supporting it, school districts, and a few police departments. I'm Rita Foley.
A New York appellate court upheld Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction, rejecting the disgraced movie mogul's claims the judge at the Me Too trial prejudiced him by allowing women to testify about allegations that weren't part of the criminal case. Ed Donahue, AP News.